Guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Joining us on Fancy New Band this morning is the wonderful Erin G. How are you doing?
Great, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Got a few songs for us.
Hell yeah.
Awesome, do you want to get straight into it?
Yeah, so the song is called Chameleon. It is unreleased, probably coming out at the end of the year-ish. Yeah, cheeky loop pedal.
Exclusive here.
Exclusive, yeah.
To do nothing, to hide away and do nothing with your lover. Well, if you want to love, if you want to love and feel a presence, well, feel a presence. And you know how I know. That's when you know. Oh, how do you know you're transmitting when you leave all your friends on the red? Once again, another time, another be a hand. Well, if you want to love, if you want to love and feel a presence, well, feel a presence. Well, that's when you'll know. Oh, how will I know? That's when you'll know. How will I?
Thank you.
hard sometimes.
So before we get started, do you just want to both introduce yourselves?
Yeah, hey, my name's Erin G, and accompanying me today is Isaac, aka Shallows. He's my producer and an amazing bass player.
Nice.
So I guess since you mentioned the loop pedal, like how long have you had the loop pedal?
I think I've had it for like 5 years now.
Oh, wow. So does it influence how you songwrite then?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I just love like taking one sort of like guitar line, then adding like heaps of vocal loops and just making it into a little cheeky song, which is fun. Awesome.
So since he's your producer, do you like take your loops to him and then he kind of helps you like make that into a whole song, or do you guys collaborate in the studio together? How does it work?
Mixture of both, yeah. Mm. Like the songs that I've just released, like in the past month, they've been loop songs. Mm. That we've Isaac's done a like fantastic job of just like elevating it.
Yeah. And how long have you two been working together for?
Since
you were in like high school, eh?
Yeah, the beginning of high school, so maybe 7 years now.
Oh wow.
I know, crazy, huh?
Also, just before we continue, that is a beautiful Les Paul guitar. Just for those of you who can't see it, it is like so nice. Do you wanna we're just talking about it before. Like how did you get it?
I actually won it at a rock shop competition. It was a Facebook post that was like, hey, what's your musical inspiration? I was like, everything.
Yeah.
and I want it, and she's gorgeous.
It's so cool.
It's a beautiful guitar.
Yeah.
Do you have another song for us?
Yes, I do.
Awesome.
This one's called 17. She do be a bit of a sad one, but I did write this when I was 17 as well.
Yeah.
Cheeky, all right. Skin feels like your skin. Night shift break me at my knees. I feel the seasons change my mind. Well, give me closure, stone cold closure. There's something about being 17. Where the river meets the sea, you brought the ocean in after me. There's something about being 17. I only cared for the end game. Well, I am a lie. I'm never enough. It isn't kind to my heart. I started to doubt. Bring me back to the ground. I'm not ready to go. Well, my hand in your hand stops. Break me up, I cannot breathe. I need to leave this down immediately, eternally bare feet. What more could I even ask for? Where the river meets the sea, you brought the ocean enough to be a brief love affair. There's something about being 17. Isn't kind to my heart. I started to doubt. Bring me back to the ground. I'm not ready to go. Well, I am a lie. I'm never ready. Knocking my guitar in the middle of the song.
Her. All good. Things happen.
So, do you have any like specific influences or people that sort of inspire you?
Oh, 100%. All my friends.
Yeah.
The song's actually about my best mate,
really?
And a little bit about my mum, because she's awesome and love her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, just like. Trying to bring in like my cultural influence as well into my songs, and that's like a big thing that I've been trying to do with like the imagery and stuff. But yeah, it's just about all the people around me.
Yeah,
because I love them.
That's very cool. So would you say like where you come from and maybe your family and personal life like influence your music and lyrics?
100%. Yeah.
Very cool.
It's definitely lyrics first, then
really?
The song. Yeah.
So yeah, do you like? Just write the lyrics and then try to find chords that go with it, maybe, if you already have a melody?
Yeah, it honestly just, it just comes with the lyrics. Like, I mean, all these songs that I'm performing today, like, had the lyrics and literally no thought, brain empty, like, banging on the guitar and boom, like, these tunes came out, which was pretty sick. Yeah.
So it's like quite an emotional release for you sometimes, you would say.
Yeah, definitely. Don't write as many songs, but they're all like definitely deep, like deep thoughts,
Very cool.
Know, all of that.
And has, I can't speak this morning.
Got it.
Is writing music something that you felt you've always sort of wanted to do, or is it more, was there more like a single event that sort of led you to down this path?
Don't laugh, but like I'm such a Gemini that I'm like, let me do everything. Like I want to try everything. Like music is the one that stuck. That I was like, oh, I'm not really bored of this anymore, and like I haven't lost interest. And it seems like I'm pretty decent at it.
Yeah.
I must say so myself.
Yeah, no.
And clearly you've been doing it since you were at least 17. When did you like start trying dabbling music?
Properly wrote my like my first song, like performed it with the band and everything at the start of intermediate.
Mm-hmm.
So is that 13
gosh.
Years old?
Yeah.
Something like that, eh? Yeah, shout out to Te Aritu Intermediate.
Oh, West Auckland.
Yo.
Oh, shoot.
Yes, another Westie.
Finally.
Was there anything that like inspired you to pursue music? Was your family or like community very supportive?
Yeah, like did start off, you know, learning like piano, violin,
of
that, and
the
then.
Classics.
Like classics, yeah, classics. And then, yeah, moved to intermediate and was like, whoa, rock band's a thing? That's kind of sick. Yeah.
That's kind of what happened to me as well.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Taught myself the guitar and boom, here we are.
Nice, nice. That's the way to do it.
Right.
Do you have a final song for us?
Yes, so this one's already been released. It's on all platforms. Spotify, cheeky. this is called Golden Age. And we got a cheeky jumper loop tonight, today, morning. It's morning.
We're ready.
Okay. Can we turn the drum loop up?
Oh,
is that okay?
Sure, do you want to maybe turn your laptop all the way up?
It is all the way up.
Oh, is it?
Sorry about that. We got more gain. There you go.
Stream Golden Age.
Alright.
It's starting too early, guys.
Thank you.
3 a.m. I've been stuck at the end of the road with only one way out. I've been told about the places I go, but the payments were cold and all the excuses were told. But I've been told where I was meant to be, but I could not see where I was meant to be. We're a man who loves a woman from a different era. Ooh, golden age thinking, well, not so logical. Well, difficult to cope with the presence you inhabit to us. Yeah. Ba ba da ba 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 da 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 da. Is there any difference? Extremely enticing. The genus is vanillaring. Monet Duan generation. But now it's 5 a.m. and I'm so stuck at the end of the road with only one way out. I'm just a starving artist chained to the odds that now no excuses are told. But I've been told where I was meant to be, but I could not see where I was meant to be. We're a man who loves a woman from a different era.
I haven't asked you specifically, what was that song about?
This is the only song that's not about my mates. Cheeky. There's this movie called Midnight in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty sick. It's like about living in the past. Yeah, it's bloody good, eh? Like, it's about living in the past and just, like, you know, wanting to go back, you know, not looking forward. But yeah.
It's quite nostalgic.
I know, right? Yeah.
Very cool.
So if we wanted to follow you on social media, where could we find you?
Erin G on everything except my Instagram, because I use my real name on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's also Erin, but it's erin.gerity. No one knows how to spell it.
Yeah, I was about to be like, wait, is it A-A-R? Is it E-R?
It's like A-G, like H. There's random
just,
letters.
Just spell it out. Okay. Spell it out.
Erin. Oh, E-R-I-N, per.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got you.
Okay. I just got confused for a second.
Don't even worry. Sweet. Very cool.
So do you have any releases coming up? You said you had the first song was coming out.
Actually, both the beginning songs, they'll be coming out. I'm releasing them in times two bundles. Because there's a cheeky little metaphor behind it.
Ooh, okay.
So in like Chinese, like Buddhist belief, persimmons, like they start off sour and hard and then not nice to eat. But then as time develops, it becomes soft and sweet. And that's kind of just like wrapping up all the songs that I've written in like the past 10 years and starting fresh afterwards, because six persimmons equals enlightenment. So six, two times bundles. Mm.
Wait, I had no idea.
Yeah, it's sick, hey?
That's really cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. Do you have any gigs coming up?
I'm wanting to... Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. End of the year, wine cellar most likely.
Ooh, nice.
Cheeky
nice.
Headline.
Classic.
Yes, we'll have the whole band backing me as well.
Oh, that's cool. That's exciting. Yeah. I definitely want to check that out. Thank you very much, Erin, for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure. And Yeah, fantastic. Thanks. Fantastic stuff. Definitely an artist to watch out for, Etifana.
Thanks for having me on.
That was Fancy New Band.
That was a Fancy New Band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.